Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Peace of mind comes as standard with a Kia 7-year warranty.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And there's serendipity for you on the day that we planned and had been looking for a while to speak to Fionnuala Flanagan, our great actress. Now based in LA, but originally from Dublin, that the 40 minutes before Fionnuala should be taken up with the debate about Ireland in the 40s, 50s, and indeed Ireland in the 2020s. Fionnuala Flanagan, Fionnuala, good morning to you in LA, and hello from
Dublin. Good morning. Good afternoon to you.
How are you?
I'm a lot earlier than you right now. But
I know
that's
that.
Fine.
And were you listening to that discussion?
No, I couldn't. I can't get your show from here.
Okay.
Because I'm in California. But I do listen to it when I'm in Ireland, and you take up and have championed many great causes and for people.
And at the minute, one of the debates, Fionnuala, and I'm looking back at your when you did Joyce's Women in 1977. Mm-hmm. And then, as I say, we were reading out pieces from what John Charles McQuaid was saying in the 1940s. About that tampons should be banned, prohibited.
I didn't know he used them, but anyway, go ahead.
Okay, that's bingo. What was the reaction to your own interpretation of Joyce's Women?
Well, there weren't any tampons in Joyce's Women. Hmm. Well, of course, it was received. Wonderfully well received here and in Ireland too, I might add, when I did it there on stage. And, mm-hmm. It was wonderfully well received. I mean, there were people who were shocked. I remember somebody at the time said to my late husband, how can you have your wife going on stage naked and masturbating, and how can mm-hmm. and his reply, which I loved him for, he said, I would never interfere with a work of art, which I thought was classic and classy. So
have you seen Normal People, Fionnuala?
I haven't. Okay. My friends tell me all about it, and I want to see it because the director is a good friend of mine. Lenny
Abrams
is a good friend of mine, and he's a wonderful, wonderful director, a man of great taste, and that's a terrific writer, too. So I'm sure it's... But I'm delighted to hear that it's causing controversy.
Debate, discussion and maturity, I think, is the best way to describe it. And Fionnuala, how are you in the lockdown in L.A.? What's happening?
Well, very little is happening. I am very grateful that I have a house with a big garden here, and the weather has been glorious, which I believe it has been in Ireland.
Yes, absolutely,
too.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's great. I mean, it's the first thing every Irish person talks about is the weather, and then you talk about that endlessly, and then you go on and talk about the pub, and then you talk about whatever deprivations you're suffering. So it's been everybody's on lockdown here, and the governor of California has begun to open up some of the aspects of the state. I believe they're opening up the beaches somewhat for Memorial Day weekend. And then, I mean, we're very fortunate because most people are observing the rules and staying 6 feet apart and wearing masks. And you can't go into a store of any kind without wearing a mask and having gloves on. And, mm-hmm. and those are, you know, the precautions that we have to take because this is a virus that knows no boundaries. It doesn't recognize state, city, or as you know. And actually, I think Ireland is one of the countries that has handled the whole virus, the reaction to the virus very, very well. You know, from what I've been able to read and see in the papers, and I was listening to Fintan O'Toole when he was interviewed here on television. Wonderful. I mean, really remarkable.
But the image we have, Fionnuala, of the handling of it in the States primarily comes from these press conferences, these Trump press conferences.
Oh, please, don't go there. The only person in leadership in this country who's anyway listening to is Governor Cuomo, who's the governor of New York, who's on for an hour every morning, and wonderful man, intelligent and empathetic, and has the facts at hand. So so that, and but the treatment that's been dished out by the current administration to the scientists and the doctors is appalling. And they've been sort of pushed aside and treated like puppets of some kind. And so that's been rather shocking. And not I don't listen to President Trump in anything he has to say.
But funnily enough, Fionnuala, even in today's Irish Times, there's letters defending Trump. And now they're coming from the States, but he still has a massive following.
Oh, of course. Listen, in this country, he didn't need the Russian interference to win his election in 2016. There are enough stupid people in this country to put him into power and to follow him and to keep him there.
But are they stupid, Fionnuala?
Well, in my book, yes, they are. Yes, in my book, and uncaring of people around them.
But is he not fermenting? Does he not know his constituency so well, and he'll always create an enemy, be it Obama, and the beginning going back to the Obama's birth cert, and then the enemy now is the China and the China virus, and the enemy next week will be Fauci if he gets rid of him or.
Yes, he always has to have an enemy and blame everybody else for whatever reason, the Chinese, Obama. I mean, outrageous, quite outrageous. So I think he's not a very well-educated man, and it's paying off now.
And Fionnuala, do you think he's going to be re-elected?
I hope not.
Well, do you know any Trump supporters who've changed their mind about him? That's what I'd be fascinating to hear.
Well, it's strange when in my direct milieu, if you will, one family member of mine, and here is my granddaughter's partner, is a Trump supporter.
Okay.
And he's very quiet now. He doesn't, and I don't, for reasons of getting along and not bringing it into the family. We don't talk about it, but he...
Your phone line went for a minute there.
Perhaps he has changed. His mind.
Well, maybe, Fionnuala, the letter in today's Irish Times, it's pursuant to, I don't know whether you read last week, Rory McIlroy, the Irish golfer, he said he wouldn't play around a golf with Trump again because of the way he's handled the COVID-19 virus. But this is the letter in today's Irish Times from Oviedo in Florida. Alan Sawyer is his name. Tell Rory McIlroy to keep his mouth shut. You people don't like bold Americans like the president. That boldness has kept your part of the world from speaking German. We love our president, and he's getting. Bear with me. We love our president, and he's getting more popular with each passing day. You people keep trying to knock him down, but good old Donald just keeps on winning. Trump 2020. Wow.
Oh, God. Obviously, an avid fan.
Yeah.
You know. Well, of course, there are hundreds of thousands of people like whoever wrote that letter. But, you know, fortunately, listen, there are wonderful journalists in this country who are trying to play the other card and trying to bring attention to, on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, to the result of President Trump's policies and how dire and awful they've been. And so I have faith in the journalists. I really do. And there are also now, beginning to be in the American Republican Party, there are beginning to be some brave Republicans who are stepping out and speaking their minds and saying, you know, this is not on, this is not saving lives, this is quite dangerous. So I'm hopeful about that.
Yeah.
I think one of the difficulties is there are so many people out of work. And so many people, you know, on unemployment and on the lines, miles, miles long of cars driving up to the food banks, you know, to get food for their families is shocking. And it hasn't been seen since the Depression here. So when there were soup kitchens. So that alone is enough to damp people's enthusiasm. And many of those people driving into the food kitchens are Trump supporters or have been Trump supporters in the past. So I'm hoping that his particular handling of this mishandling of the outbreaks of the virus will change people's minds and who were supporting him. And there are people who automatically support the president, no matter who he is. It's just kind of, it's like, you know, long live the king kind of thing. And but I think it's going to change a lot of minds in this country. I hope it does. Mm-hmm.
And what about work at the moment in LA, Fionnuala? I presume everything is locked down, shut down, is it?
Everything is shut down. They're beginning to open up some businesses, and I just saw on the news this morning that in the Midwest, three of the big car manufacturers have opened back up. Like they took in, they started up this morning with 300 workers. They took in a couple of days ago 300 more workers, okay. And even though that's a tiny amount, nonetheless, and they're observing all of the regulations and they're doing what they can with the masks and with the distancing, etc., to have people back in a safe work environment, which is extremely difficult to do when you look at like a production line where people have always been closer together and sometimes have to be. So people are doing what they can, and I think there are employers who have a good conscience about this. And also, you know, it only takes one infected person to infect an entire factory or plant and the families of those people, etc. So we're all pretty terrified. And so the lockdown has been in place. I was in New York until, as I told you, the night that the Broadway theaters all closed. And I cashed in the tickets that I had for the two more shows, and I got on a plane and came back to California the next day. But New York was very hard hit.
Yeah. Say with us, Fionnuala, if you would, please. I'm talking to Fionnuala Flanagan. As you know, Fionnuala, among many awards, got a Lifetime Achievement Award, the Irish Film and Television Academy. She's in L.A. at the minute. Fionnuala Flanagan, is still very early in LA. I really appreciate you getting up. Well, you probably get up early anyway, but getting up so early to talk to us. Absolutely fascinating, as per usual. A lot of people remembering you. They played with you, extras in different movies made in Ireland. Absolutely loved your company and your generosity.
Thank
and you. As one said, your good manners. Fionnuala, stay well, stay safe, and come back to Ireland soon.
Thank you. You too, Joe. Stay safe.
Okay, mind yourself. Good on Mahoga. That's Fionnuala Flanagan. We're back tomorrow, 1:45. Rebecca Meehan produced.